Metro schools will be expanding a new strategy to avoid bias when addressing behavioral issues in pre-K classrooms. It's in response to statistics that revealed thousands of preschoolers around the country are suspended every year. African Americans were more likely to be removed from classrooms, though they don't actually act out any more than white students. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Here's what this new technique looks like. Instead of punishing a student for misbehaving, the idea is to use every opportunity as a teaching moment. It's called the pyramid model, and it aims to reduce unconscious bias on the part of teachers. Phil Strain is a professor of educational psychology at the University of Colorado Denver and has been working with educators in Nashville. He says suspensions can have a long-term impact.
We talk about this preschool to prison pipeline, and it's a real phenomenon, and this is the genesis of it, specifically the preschool suspension and expulsion.
The disciplinary model has already been adopted by some Metro Pre-K teachers. Now, a nearly $8 million research grant from the Department of Education is helping that program expand into more classrooms and eventually even into kindergarten. Mary Louise Himmeter is a professor at Vanderbilt's Peabody College. She helped develop the behavioral response guidelines.
We're always looking at, can we support teachers to do these practices well? And so we're always kind of testing out our coaching model. And then if teachers implement these practices, do children's social skills and behavior problems get better?
Himmeter says after two big studies in Metro, they've seen positive results with reduced pre-K suspensions and teachers who say they're having more positive interactions with students. A portion of the grant will be dedicated to developing trainers at schools so they can coach new educators long after the grant ends. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.